The self-help market is a pretty lucrative one in our modern world. You only have to take a look in any bookshop to get an idea of the popularity of the genre. I had a quick glance on Waterstones online when I was preparing the service and found that there were over 2,000 self-help titles in their stocks. Expand this to the genre of health and lifestyle, and you get over 10,000 in the category. And I suspect, as those of you who are computer wise will know, that was cut off, and there's probably a lot more. And that isn't taking into account the various podcasts, magazines, and chat shows that claim to offer us the ultimate solutions to life's problems. Our James reading, however, has a different solution, that of prayer. And not just when we feel we need redirection in our lives, but also when we are ill, when we're in trouble, and when we are happy. In fact, I would go so far as to suggest that this reading implies that prayer should fill our every waking moment, all of our lives. But why pray? Well, apparently the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. That sounds very hopeful. However, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I would consider myself righteous. After all, the Oxford English Dictionary says that righteousness is the quality of being morally right or justifiable. I'm sure I don't make the right choices all the time. And if we take a look at the Merriam-Webster's dictionary definition, we get conduct that conforms to an accepted standard of right or wrong, or faithfulness to high moral standards. And it just seems to confirm my worries. But is this really what was meant by the writer of James 5? After all, he gives the example of Elijah to prove his point that prayer is answered. Now, we might think of Elijah as a great prophet, but to delve deeper into the Old Testament shows that he also fell into depression, doubted God, and ran away in fear. In other words, he wasn't perfect, and he didn't always do what God expected of him. Or as his reading says, he was human. Well, that sounds a bit more possible that we might be righteous by that definition. So maybe our prayers can be powerful and effective after all. When I was doing my gap year in Bulgaria, we visited a church one Sunday where some members of the congregation told an amazing story of community prayer. At the time, I wasn't quite sure that healing prayer could work. I'd never seen it in practice. So this story really stuck with me. The couple had been involved in a car crash and sustained heavy injuries. So I'll say it again. The couple had been involved in a car crash and had sustained heavy injuries. It wasn't certain that they would survive, and the hospital preparing them for the eventuality that this would happen. But unknown to them, their church was praying for a miracle. A group were gathered together at a specific time, and they took their petition to God. And at that precise moment that they were praying, the man who had been in a coma awoke. The day that I visited the church, they had returned to give their thanks, praise God for his answer to prayer, and to celebrate with their church family. They were convinced that it was the power of that group that had saved them, the power of God working through them. Sometimes the prayers of a community made in faith can be incredibly effective. prayers mentioned in James 5 don't take place in isolation, however, they take place amidst action. There is singing and anointing of oil. Prayer is fantastic, but communities also have to work together to bring about their prayers, bonding together through love. Or as our gospel reading would put it, we must be like salt that makes a difference to the flavour of the world we live in and cleanse the wounds of our society. Salt is also a reminder that our prayers must be God-focused. In the Old Testament, salt was used to remember God's covenant with Israel. It was an aid memoir to put God before anything else. It's so easy to bring prayers to God that simply list our worries and suggest our own solutions, what I tend to call shopping list prayers, or to pray just for what we want. Let me give you an example of this from the book Dear God, Children's Letters to God from Around the World. This child says, "Dear God, can we have a new car? I don't like the one we have now. It's a boring colour. My friend Laurie has a car with lots of seats in the back, and they can take all their toys because there's lots of space for everything. I'd like a pink car with a television. Thank you, Ruth." Okay, we can all have a good laugh at that. Maybe it's an extreme example. But I suspect if we're honest, most of us do pray those kinds of prayers now and again. My mother used to say that prayers should be seen as a conversation, and I think I agree with her. God already knows our desires, so for me, prayer has to be more than just saying our wishes out loud. The important thing about a conversation is that it can't be purely one-sided. We have to listen as well as doing the talking. Thinking of prayer this way reminds me of the need to prune the competing priorities of my heart and escape their snare so that I am able to hear the will of God. For me, this means sitting in silence every now and again. However, it could also mean looking out for God speaking through everyday life, the word of a stranger, a kind gesture, or through works of nature. If we can see prayer in this way, then surely it isn't hard for it to filter into every moment of our lives. After all, prayer is not just something to do in church, during a more reflection, or before we go to bed. These prayers do have their place, as does the approach of speaking formal sets of words to focus our minds in the way we will in today's service. However, we can also praise God while we're singing the shower, in our hearts when we meet with friends, or as we sit down for a meal. We can pray for inspiration as we write a get well card, buy flowers for the person across the street, or listen to the worries of our best friend. And as we drive in the car or prepare for that important meeting, we can share our soul's sincerest desires with the one who is always listening.